Welcome to another episode of Gully Cricket to Bouncy Wicket podcast. I'm your host Srinivas.
Hi, this is Manoj.
And hi, this is Raja.
SRH started winning in this season with Kane Williamson back into the team, and we are back as well with our winning combination. So Raja, where have you been all these days? We are receiving thousands of fan mails for you and majority are coming from women. And what's happening, okay, man? And hope your wife don't follow this podcast.
Okay, I think we should stop. I don't want to get too political today and say about people lying too much. But I think you should also stop and not to make all those lies. But yeah, it's been a while that I've joined the show, and great to be back and great to be amongst friends. And great to see Sarich having some points to so that you don't taunt me too much this time around.
Okay, then. Yeah, we are almost into this year's IPL for 2 weeks, and so many exciting things are happening. So without any further delay, let's get into the episode. Today we are going to discuss from match 15 to 19. Let's start with match number 15, the second match of midweek doubleheader day, that is CSK versus KKR. KKR won the toss. They have decided to bowl, and Harbhajan Singh misses out the match for Kamlesh Nagarkoti, and Sunil Narayan has come in for Shakib, who has, of course, has not done much for the chances that he has been given. And Rituraj Gaikwad, again, we all thought, Manoj, even we discussed in the last episode that, you know, he is getting long rope and he may not get any further. But
true.
Yeah, typical Dhoni thing again. So Rituraj Gaikwad got another chance and, you know, Bravo was rested and Lungi Nigiri has come in. Coming into the match, Manoj, your thoughts on CSK's batting as a whole?
I think they were brilliant. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more. Everything worked for them. If you look at the opening, both Du Plessis and Gaikwad, we were talking about his inconsistency, not playing well. I think he's proved his critics wrong. He has scored at a strike rate of 150. And Du Plessis, of course, was brilliant. And complimented by Moin and also Dhoni, getting some runs under his belt. Yeah, which is good to see. I think all in all, super performance as far as batting is concerned from CSK.
Yeah, Manoj, I really like the Du Plessis batting because this was not the usual Du Plessis, right? He used to bat, he used to play an anchor role earlier, and you know, he used to play around when other players are playing well. Initially, he started like this in this match as well, but once Rituraj Gaikwad got out, he's such a class batsman and nothing matches. And as usual, Moin Ali came in and, you know, he played some good runs. I think that's been the story for CSK this entire season, be it Raina or Moin Ali or Raidu. They are coming in, they are playing 10-15 balls, scoring 25-20 runs, and they are getting out. I think with the kind of batting lineup they have, that's amazing and good to see Dhoni getting some runs under his belt. Yeah, so CSK has put 220 runs on the board, which is very much competitive, and on any wicket, on any day, it's... Yeah, moving on, Kolkata started their batting and it was like forgettable day for them. Raja, your thoughts? At least to start with, they had a forgettable power
and,
play.
Kolkata's first, you know, like the first innings itself was very bad when they were bowling. You know, their premier bowlers like Cummins got knocked out everywhere. I mean, Prasidh went for a lot of runs. Russell, Nagarkoti, whoever Morgan turned to, barring say Chakravarti, everyone, you know, went for a lot of runs. You know, having said that, and that kind of a thing also continued back into their second innings batting, where they were ended up at what, 31 for 5, if I'm not wrong, right? So I think it was a horror start for them, but how they've recovered is also another story in itself. Kolkata is actually, it has a lot of quality. What KKR is showing this time is a lot of quality, but I think the pieces are not fitting in somewhere, you know, it's not bringing up a wholesome performance.
I think it's the same thing that happened last year as well, right? Issues with the batting order primarily. They got a nightmare start. Like you said, they were five wickets down for 30 odd runs. I thought, okay, I'm going to, you know, go and sleep. I'm going to get some few more hours of sleep on that day, but I thought, okay, Andrew Russell and Dinesh Karthik were batting. I thought, you know, I'll see for 10 more minutes and then I'll go for sleep. Man, Russell, I think from the word go, he started going. But yeah, I mean, at one stage, finally, you know, with a beautiful ball, Sam Curran took Russell. And I thought, okay, I'll go for sleep. And then Dinesh Karthik started hitting. So finally, after Dinesh Karthik got out, I slept off. I thought, okay, at least there will be a 50-60 runs deficit by the time match will get over. But morning I saw the scorecard. It was amazing, man. Amazing hitting by Pat Cummins especially. And you don't expect, right? You expect Russell to hit. You expect Dinesh Karthik to hit. And you don't expect Pat Cummins to hit. Manoj, your thoughts on Pat Cummins batting?
Yeah, amazing. I never expected Pat Cummins to go, you know, bizarre. That was a bizarre innings. But anyway, yeah, kudos to Pat for batting. I mean, taking it deep. So I think now a lot more will be expected of him from Australia, I think, in terms of batting. But it proved to be too much, right? They've scored 200 runs, but then it proved to be too much.
He has hit 30 runs in Sam Curran's over. And I saw a meme in the internet saying Sam Curran is going to file a child harassment case against Pat Cummins.
The factor, right? If you look at KKR's innings as a whole, as even MI's innings, the only player made a difference for CS, or, you know, it's just Deepak Chahar. Like, had KKR negotiated Deepak Chahar better, or had they, you know, like, not gone off too aggressively against him, or saw that his ball swings maybe like a couple of overs, and you know that Dhoni will make him bowl up front. He's not someone who's going, if there had been some kind of some sensibility in that, this thing, they could have gotten over the line considering how they ended up playing. And to your point, how Russell started, it's not just that Russell started and went out pretty badly, but he also, you could see that after he got out, he was disappointed, and you could see that he was sitting on the stairs for the longest time. So I think it's something that he felt that he could deliver for KKR and bring back the trademark Andre Russell finishing. The parts are there, like, you know, the parts that KKR showed against CSK that day were very good, you know, in certain levels, but it didn't just mesh together.
True, Raja. And what a comeback from Sam Curran, man. 12 balls remaining, KKR need 28 runs, and the same Pat Cummins is batting, and Sam Curran came back and he gave 8 runs. Commendable job, and he gave 8 runs after getting hit to a 6 in the first ball. Amazing comeback by Sam Curran, and finally CSK won the match. Maybe scorecard may not say what exactly has happened, but it's a beautiful match to watch.
But again, thoroughly deserved win by CSK. I think nobody would begrudge anybody. You know, there's no other opinion. CSK was a better team that day. And
definitely. Showed. So let's move on to next match, guys. Match number 16, Rajasthan Royals versus RCB. Manoj, again, we are talking about RR. So before we get into match, I just want to talk a few things on RR. Liam Livingstone leaving the IPL, saying bio-bubble fatigue. Your thoughts, guys, on, you know, this bio-bubble fatigue. I understand, like, I'm completely for it. People may feel bio-bubble fatigue, but why don't they think of it before they come in, or before they, like, 1 month ahead or 2 months ahead, they would have planned, right? Everyone know, like, how long IPL is going to be, like, when it is going to be. But coming in and dropping from middle of the tournament, especially when they don't have their star players. They lost Ben Stokes. Jofra Archer is not there. And someone going in the middle, I don't know what to say. Manoj, your thoughts as an RR fan here?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it can take a toll on the players. I mean, touring and then being in the bubble and also not getting enough opportunities, you can, you know, tend to get that fatigue. But as an international player, you're expected to be part of this. Now RR is maybe, I could say, handicapped without Ben Stokes, and now Liam Livingstone gone. I think they've only got three overseas, if I'm not wrong.
Five overseas left. Four will be playing, and only Andrew Tye will be in reserves now.
Yeah.
Don't know what will happen if Butler gets an injury.
Yeah, true. So I cannot speak on behalf of him because we are not in his shoes. We don't know what's going on in his head, but then you are expected to be there because you're not the only one, right, in the team. There are other players as well who've flown in the bubble. That's my thought. That's my opinion.
Yeah, guys. So let's get into match. RCB won the toss and they've decided to bowl. They have made one change. Rajat Patidar has been dropped and Kane Richardson has come in. Because the previous match, if you remember, they played only with three overseas players.
Right.
Coming to RR, they have brought in Shreyas Gopal replacing Nuadkat. I think the only reason for Shreyas Gopal to come in will be they are playing against RCB. Like they have Virat Kohli and AB de Villiers, who will find leg spinners playing a little difficult, could, at least off late. So I think that that's the only reason for Shreyas Gopal to come in. All of a sudden, Virat Kohli started winning tosses, man.
Not and also okay. winning matches, right?
Yeah, winning matches is fine. Yeah. He also wins matches for India, but he never wins tosses for India. I think he is also surprised. I saw his reaction at toss and I think he joked something on that as well during the toss. He won 3 out of 4 tosses so far.
Yeah, and 4 out of 4 on the trot. So I think they're doing pretty well on that front. Toss, also winning matches. So yeah, I think I agree with what you said. Bringing in Shreyas Gopal makes sense because we've seen Virat Kohli not struggle, but then find it tough going against the leg spinners. So that could be one reason. But I felt they could have dropped Chetan Chikari and retain Unnath Kat because he's some player who can stem the run flow and he's sort of street smart sort of bowler. I think that could have worked. I feel.
Let's look at Rajasthan Royals batting, Manoj. So they have scored 177, which was kind of okay if you ask me. Like if they bowl well, they can defend that. They had a slow start. So overall, your thoughts on Royals batting, Manoj?
I thought they started really bad. I thought they would bundle up like maybe for 130. Thanks to the lower middle order who took them to a respectable score of 177. I still thought they were in with a chance to defend that. But the way the RCB played, I mean, they were clinical.
Yeah. And Riyan Parag got some send-off from Harshal Patel.
Yeah. He was batting brilliantly, right?
Brilliant shots. Before we move on, I just want to talk about Mohammad Siraj, man. What a bowler he is turning out to be. Like earlier fans used to feel he's a burden for RCB, like, but he may not be getting wickets as Harshal Patel was getting, but he was bowling some really good overs, be it death or be it up front. Amazing bowling by Mohammad Siraj.
No, I think the series against Australia has done a world of good for him. It's given him that confidence. And I think the team is also backing him, saying you are our strike bowler and there's a lot of responsibility. I think he's taken that and proving to be a really good prospect for India.
RCB finished the chase in 16.3 overs. So do we have something to talk about this? Any good words, Raja and Padikar?
Oh, lovely. What is done in Vijay Hazare coming into this tournament and bringing that form and getting the confidence from Kohli. I think that's going to take his cricket to a lot, higher level.
And yeah, he's providing cushion for Virat Kohli to, absolutely, start slowly.
Correct.
And what else is required to get into a Team India, man?
Absolutely.
Last year, he got some good runs, but not at a very good strike rate, right? I think last year, he was at about 128, 130 strike rate.
120 odd.
Yeah. So, I think he worked on that really well, right? I mean, the way he's hitting fours and sixes, amazing. And at the end of 10th over, Kohli was at about 100 strike rate. And within no span, Virat has started shifting gears. And we all know what Virat Kohli will do.
Virat's style, right? Usually, he's very composed at the start and he can accelerate at any point.
Sometimes this worries me, Raja, because both Rohit and Virat are in that zone right now. They need some few balls to start with, but if both of them are going to open for India, so who is going to do what? Like, I feel there is some gap there. I'm not sure how we are going to address it, or probably if
again, Shikhar Dhawan. It's early in the season so far. Yeah, and
we all know what Shikhar Dhawan is doing, what Padikkal is doing. So it's not confirmed that Rohit and Virat are opening. If these two guys gets going, definitely one of them is going to be India's opener in World T20.
But I think Kohli already expressed his interest in opening the innings. I think, time will tell.
If you remember, our guest John has said Kohli will say many things, but don't believe. He said Raidu will be our number 4 for World Cup, and you know what happened after that.
Not to be seen.
Yeah, so it's good problem to have.
And Mayank Agarwal is also doing well right at the top and with a good strike rate, saying that. But Rahul is again going a little slowly.
We'll come back to that. We'll come to that. And before that, I think these guys, Virat Kohli and Padikkal, have written their own records. Highest opening partnership for RCB. This is the highest opening partnership, 181 runs. Previous highest was 167 between Gale and Dilshan in 2013. highest target chased down without losing a wicket. And this is one of that. I think this is in third place. IPL 100s by uncapped Indian players. This is an interesting stat. So 120 by Paul Walthetti, if we all remember him. And 114 by Manish Pandey. And this is third one by an Indian uncapped player. Do you guys know where is Paul Walthetti?
No, I think he was playing club cricket.
He is playing club cricket. I think subsequent year, he got some lump or something in the wrist. Previously, mm-hmm. also, he had some injuries. And because of injuries, he could not continue at the highest level. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think he's playing club cricket and playing some matches for Air Force or something like that. Not at the highest level. So, let's get into next match, which is match 17 on Friday between Punjab and MI. Punjab is in desperate need for the win, right, before this match, because they got a good win to begin with and after that they lost the plot completely. MI,
you know, which team did play this match, A or B?
A. It's fifth match, right? Fifth match has to be played by A. Alternate. So that's why they won also. So this is the last match for both the teams in Chennai. So MI is moving to Delhi for the next four matches and Punjab is going to Ahmedabad for their next four matches. And finally, Ravi Bisnoi has come into team in place of Murugan Ashwin and MI played with an unchanged team. So let's get into a match, guys. And this is not...
I think, Sino, they listen to the podcast. I think they listen to you. That's why they picked Ravi Bisnoi.
Not me, man. There are thousands and millions of people asking, where is Ravi Bisnoi? Yeah. Where is Ravi Bisnoi? Good that they brought...
Anil Kumble was saying that he wasn't used till this game because he was working with Bisnoi, trying to get him ready for this game is what Kumble said, apparently.
No, I thought he'll play for the first match in Chennai itself. Like, this is the second match.
No, the what Kumble was saying was that he was working with Bisnoi at that point to make sure that he gets
ready. He's match ready. Yeah.
Not match ready. Like, I think it's more about getting him, like... skill ready, I don't know. It's a very strange statement. But that's
It's something like till you finish your last chapter, you cannot go to exam even if you are getting delayed for exam, right? Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Possibly.
So, and who says you're not ready?
So let's look at Mumbai's batting. So this has been story for them. I mean, do I need to say something explicitly about this Mumbai's batting? I think, Manoj, last time we both discussed one of their opening mm-hmm. batsmen will get a good score and then Surya Kumar Yadav will get some good runs and then you will see a collapse. I don't know what happened to Mumbai's batting. I think this is definitely a point to worry and it's not that we can say that they are moving away from Chennai so they are going to win because they are after all going to Delhi again. Delhi is like Chennai. If I remember correctly, Delhi Capitals used to feel bad for playing in Delhi, right? That was not suiting them in 2019 when they played.
Yeah. So, and 2009 to 2019 also.
So again, Raja, your thoughts on Mumbai's batting? What do you think they have to do?
It's a very strange thing. You know, we know that Mumbai doesn't really change a lot of things. But are there, you know, you don't want, they really, you know, shuffle things around and they have a lot of faith on the Pandya-Pollard-Pandya combination at 5-6-7 and Kumar and Surya Kumar Yadav and Ishan at 3-4. So maybe if the tracks are going to be this behaving this manner back in Delhi, and with considering the fact that Hardik is not going to bowl, do you think there is a chance, you know, they should look at maybe, you know, playing somebody in place of Hardik just to get who's more suited for slower tracks?
Yeah, definitely, Raja, there is nothing wrong in looking that way, but I don't think they're going to leave out Hardik Pandya. They may back him for another 2-3 matches, but it's they are really going on back foot. I think this is the time for them to really, you know, do something about their batting. We haven't seen Ishan Kishan doing well as well. That's another surprise thing.
Yeah.
And
correct.
It's not that, you know, he's getting a start and not able to convert. He's not getting a start itself. Every match, he's, you know, getting out at 60-70 strike rate, which is really slowing middle overs. And I think primary reason for in this match, if you ask me, the way they started is too bad. They got 21 runs in the power play. Like, understandable, this is a Chennai track. It's a, you know, bowling friendly track, but 21 is quite unacceptable if you ask me. Your thoughts, Manoj?
No, I think if you look at the batting, right, Rohit is the lone scorer there, only one who got a half century. No real contributions from others. I think Surya has played, but then not to his potential. I think a real letdown has been Hardik. It's not like that he is out of nick. He's, middling the ball, but then I don't know, for some reason he's not able to, go on. I think they need some sort of inspiration from somewhere to do well, right? I mean, De Kock is not doing well at the top.
I think they can go with Chris Lynn, right?
I think they can try him out if this continues, right?
And they have Ishan Kishan to, keep the wickets. So they can definitely go for Chris Lynn. Or even they can send Ishan Kishan for opening also if they want to strengthen the middle order.
They have options, that's the only thing. When we were even doing the preview, I think we touched upon this could be a possible problem with Mumbai, where all the batsmen like a bit of pace coming onto it, and them playing 9 matches in Mumbai and Delhi might have a problem. I think we may see that, but again, this is a team that has proven everybody wrong multiple times. They've gone to win championships, coming on the back of 5 straight defeats and retaining the trophy, going back to win the trophy. And these kind of things are only doable by a team like Mumbai. It's very strange that they're struggling in this manner. And I'm sure, change of venue might bring in change of fortunes for the lower middle order as well.
Credit to the young man, Ravi Bishnoi, for all the weight that everyone is doing. He bowled 4 overs, he gave 21 runs and he took 2 wickets. And the 2 wickets as well are Ishan Kishan and Surya Kumar Yadav. Like, you can say those 2 are very crucial players in the middle. And he got both of them. So, moving on to Punjab batting. Again, I think they played very, very sensibly. This is what they has to do. Like, chasing about 130 odd. If they get a good start, after that, it will be only 6-7 runs an over, right? Manoj, your thoughts on Punjab's batting?
Yeah, they played sensibly, like you said. I mean, these sort of targets could be a little tricky. If you play too slow, then you'll have a lot of runs to score in the back end. Score a lot of runs in the power play, you might lose wickets. I think it's a lot of sensible batting. I think it was tailor-made for KL Rahul, looking at the strike rates and the way in which he's playing this season.
I thought this match will be a litmus test for KL Rahul, considering that Mumbai is going to score some good runs. But ultimately, this has become his regular match. So let's see how he's going to play in the next match. But still, credit has to be given where it's due. I think he played really sensibly. He really hasn't worried about his strike rate. And at one stage, I thought, Mumbai has come back really. Like, I think 11th over or so, they gave only 1 run. And at the end of probably,
Jayanta Yadav balled 2 overs for 2 runs. Like, 1
right,
over.
Right.
Like,
yeah. So, at the end of 11th over in Punjab batting, they were at 63 for 1. Gale is at 3 runs of 10 balls. KL Rahul is at 34 runs of 37 balls. And they need 7.67 runs per over. They have wickets in hand, but still, I think it is a very tricky phase, right? Like, run rate slowly going up, and they pulled back really well. And credit to Gale here. He pulled back really well towards Punjab side, and KL Rahul joined in. I think as a whole, it's a very good match, and this is the kind of win that they need. And winning against Mumbai is definitely going to give them a lot of confidence going further. Your thoughts on this, Raja?
You touched upon Chris Gayle. What a mature innings. I think it was the kind of innings that, only experienced players could play. He understood that it wasn't suitable for his style of bang out play and how he just maneuvered the ball. To negate the spin, he moved outside the off stump and just paddled it for 4, a couple of...
I've seen many unusual behind. Many unusual shots from non-Gaelish. That's why we call him Universal Boss.
And it's, you know, that's something that will work in favor of Punjab Kings going forward as well. You know, when you have someone of that stage, and it's not just that Gail, you know, he's very he's thought of to be this destructive force, but if he can make them win games like this, where which needed a different kind of a style of play, there's nothing that Punjab would want even better. You know, their bowling has come together in this particular game, and so did the batting. So it's a good, I think it's a complete performance by them, and they'll be very pleased with the 2 points.
Yeah, and Nicholas Puran couldn't bat in this match. He got 3 ducks in the 4 matches, and he played 0, 1, and 2 balls out of those 3 ducks. So unfortunately, Nicholas Puran, team ka sapna pura nahi kar pa raha tha. Let's hope, you know, he is going to fulfill team's dreams the coming matches. So let's get into next match, guys. Match number 18, which has happened yesterday, Rajasthan Royals versus KKR. So both the teams are coming from low, if you ask me. Both the teams have lost the previous match. And Rajasthan Royals won the toss and they've decided to bowl. So not much of, you know, overseas options left for Rajasthan Royals. So they have done few domestic changes. SSV Jaiswal has got the chance in place of Manan Vora, and Jaidev Gunawatkar has been back into team in place of Shreyas Gopal, who was like brought into team last match, especially for ABD and Virat Kohli. Coming to KKR, Shivam Mavi has come in for Nagarkoti. So KKR, again, man, I don't know. Like last match, I mean, just a few moments back, we have discussed their batting order was not, you know, coming well, or as a whole, they could not perform well. So Raja, your thoughts again on KKR, or should I, you know, copy paste the previous comments?
You know, KKR's more than the batting order, I think, you know, KKR is going in with the top three being Indian players, right? You know, your Rana, Gill and Tripathi, and more was needed for them, because this was their fifth game, and the management and so did Morgan, I think they placed a lot of faith in them. I think the first match against SRH, they did extremely well. But post that, they've either been getting out cheaply or batting pretty slow. Considering this kind of situation, I think they needed more from the Indian batting, and they're not doing themselves any favors with this.
Already they had a lot of confusion in the batting order. Why did they bring Sunil Narayan in middle of that? I couldn't understand.
Why would you, like, if you had Sunil Narayan and if you wanted to play him, why don't you open?
Yeah, give him a chance in the power play. Why do you want to bring him in between and confuse things?
Yeah, I think Narayan has shown like he can play at number 3 or 4. I don't think his position would be very, you know, he's played that role for years. So if you wanted to play Narayan as a batting option, you needed to move him upwards. And Morgan coming down at 5 again and again, it's still something that
he would have definitely come up, Raja, because he was not getting runs, and coming and getting some time in the middle will definitely give him some confidence. Pushing himself further down, I don't know how far it is correct. So as a whole, they couldn't
and,
come well.
You know, like I have a theory with batting captains, especially, like, you know, your batting form, you more or less dictates how you are on the field. Like if you're playing well and you're doing well, that kind of form translates into your captaincy on the field, you know, when you're bringing in changes and all that. And what happens is when you're only a batting captain, it's not like you're a Dhoni or somebody or a wicketkeeper who can play multiple roles, right?
Yeah.
So you're primarily, you know, deriving that kind of a confidence from your batting. And if you're not getting the time or the opportunity or the position where you're coming in, you're not doing justice. You're not getting enough time to get yourself into that kind of batting form. I think that also shows in your captaincy. I think that's a confidence thing that a lot of people might not really notice. You know, like if you have an overseas captain, like say David Warner, and if Warner comes in and bats at number 5 at 4 or 5 at 6 and multiple times, he's not doing any favors either to the team or to his own confidence.
Definitely, definitely. So finally, they couldn't score much, and they got only 133 runs on the board, which is not a, I would say, defendable target on any pitch, be it Chennai or Wankhede or Delhi. 133 all not because of the run rate that is required, but because it is not going to affect the team that is batting second, right? They don't have, you know, scoreboard pressure, which will, you know, which will always play a major role while you are chasing. So your thoughts on Rajasthan Royals batting, Manoj?
Yeah, I think they pace the innings really well. I think, you know, I think SSV Jaiswal playing his first match in the season, played really well. And also backed by the captain, Sanju Samson. He took his time. Obviously, it was there weren't too many runs to score. But like, if you look at the scorecard, he hasn't taken... he played run a ball, which was exactly what the team needed at that point. And also, Shivam Dubey has been playing well in that position. And yeah, David Miller finally, you know, finishing off the match along with Sanju. So it all in all, a very good performance. Yeah, like I said, these targets could be tricky, but they paced it really well.
Yeah, I think the way Sanju Samson has played, I think amazing. Not because of the strike rate, or we all know what he is capable of with his batting skills. We don't know this side of Sanju, like respect of the strike rate or whether he is getting fours and sixes, taking match playing for a longer period. I think captaincy is slowly bringing something good for him. Let's hope he'll continue his form and score good runs in the coming matches also. So Rajasthan Royals has finished the match comfortably in 18.5 overs, and Varun Chakravarti has been lone match winner for them. Your thoughts, Raja, for KKR?
Varun Chakravarti has always been doing well. I think with the opportunities he's getting, he's trying to do the best to his abilities. He did a very good job. But the problem for KKR this time around, it's not just the domestic bowling. I think Pat Cummins is having a very horrible year this time. He's played 5 games and he's only taken 4 wickets. And he's giving away runs at, I'm just checking, it's at over 9 runs per over. So when your premier bowler is struggling in that kind of a manner, and considering that the bowling is surrounded by guys like Mavi, Nagarkoti and Prasidh Krishna, who don't have a lot of, Mavi and Nagarkoti don't have too much experience, and Prasidh is just making his way into the Indian team. So you needed your premier fast bowler to do well, and he's been struggling pretty badly.
If you see as a whole, KKR seems to be in very much trouble, right? Their batsmen are not able to score, their bowlers are not able to contribute. So from both the ends, I think they are getting sandwiched.
That's what we talked about it in the last match when we were talking about KKR. The pieces are there. Like you have quality performances, but it's not coming together. They're not putting up a complete performance. And
I think everybody will look at Sunil Narine. I think a little more is expected of him, considering the kind, the stature and the level of the player. I mean, his economy has been good, but he needs to also take wickets, right? That is what is needed.
And I also have a point with KKR's bowling. Another point that I wanted to make was that it was a small chase, right? And by far, for whatever reason, Andre Russell has been the best bowler for KKR. Morgan didn't end up using him at all. You had your big overs and people going, you're going back to Cummins and you're going back to Shivam Mavi and Prasidh Krishna and all that. But I think there's also a trick that Morgan might have missed.
Let's get into today's match, guys. Match 19, Chennai Super Kings versus Royal Challengers Bangalore. So Chennai won the toss and they have decided to bowl. And unfortunately, Dhoni couldn't say his usual line, which is we are playing with same team. So they have done 2 changes today. Moeen Ali is not fit and Lungi Negdi has been dropped and Bravo has been taken and Imran Tahir has come in. Yeah, Imran Tahir plays finally. RCB has done 2 changes. Dan Kristen comes in for Kane Richardson and Saini comes in for Shahbaz. So one change that I couldn't understand, guys. RCB is a front-loaded team, right? Which means they had their batting firepower in the top. I mean, more than their middle order or lower middle order, they are basically front loaded. So they need someone who can take wickets up front, which in my opinion, Bravo is going to bowl after 10 overs. So they'll have only Deepak Chahar. So even if they go for runs, I thought Negdi will be a better suitable, player in this combination. What do you think, Raja?
It's a good point. It's a very good point that you made. Maybe Negudi would have suited better. But
and in fact, this is not something regular that CSK does, because Negudi has played only one match.
Yeah.
So they have rested Bravo and they have brought in Negudi. I thought Lungi is going to play another 3 or 4 matches. Quite
and
surprising.
Also it's being played in Wankhede, right?
Yeah, they are playing in Wankhede.
More suited.
Yeah.
But again, that's all. I think we are looking at the scorecard. So I think that doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, so that doesn't matter anymore. But if match would have gone the other way, then, you know, it would have been completely different. But yeah, so coming to Chennai Super Kings batting, I think they got a good start again. I think Ritiraj Gaikwad and Faf has given another good start. They are continuing from where they have left in the previous match. And like every other game, every player who has come, they have to score, you know, at a strike rate of 150-200. Forget about how many balls they are playing. That's been the whole, you know, story for Chennai Super Kings in this season so far. So today also they have done that. They have got 191 for 4 in 20 overs. Dhoni has come in for batting and he got only 3 balls and he couldn't do much in that. All this is one side of it. So how they have reached 191 is another side of it, right? Ravindra Jadeja has been dropped at 0 in 15th over by Dan Christian, right? So Harshal Patel, who is a purple cap holder, he gave 14 runs of the 3 overs and he took 3 wickets. Everything seems to be in RCB control. CSK is at 154 for 4. And I thought maybe they'll end up with 165, 170. I thought, you know, RCB will be on top of it. So Jadeja, he has hit 5 sixes in an over. He scored 37 runs with 1 no ball. So it's a joint highest in an over in IPL, and RCB target now is 192. Like, who would have imagined that last over, Harshal Patel, purple cap holder with a strike rate of 11 so far, is going to give 37 runs.
Incredible. I think it's one of those bizarre things that IPL always throws forward, right? It's extremely difficult to understand and even explain and even comment on, like, 37 runs in the last over and 5 sixes if you're incredible batting.
I'm so happy for Ravindra Jadeja, man. Like, he's coming back from an injury. We spoke in last episode also. He's, you know, he's in good touch in the field as well and with batting, with bowling. Amazing to see Ravindra Jadeja back in full form.
And playing at number 5, which is what I always thought that he should do. Like, play higher up the order, and because, you know, it's very, you look at any franchise that is playing right now, people who are playing in the international teams are usually playing at a level higher, at the place higher than their role in their teams for the franchises. You know, guys like guys who are playing 4 or 5 are usually playing upwards. And Jadeja is, I think, the only case where he plays number 5 or 6 for India and he plays 7 or 8 for CSK most of the time. So I am very happy with Dhoni sending him up and him showing his class again.
Yeah, true, Raja. It's always good for Jadeja to see batting well, especially in the last 2 years. He has been great asset for CSK, and we have seen what he can do in the Australia tour also, right? He carried his form from, you know, last IPL. So one pain point, I mean, RCB has been playing well so far in this season, but I think one pain point to address, Chahal is not getting wickets. That's one sore point for RCB, right?
Yeah, I agree, Sinu. I think he is their, the go-to bowler in case if they've not, you know, picked up wickets in the power play, he could come and give you those crucial wickets. But somehow he has not been in good form. So yeah, maybe I'm not really sure what's going on with Chahal at the moment.
The good thing that RCB have this time around is Virat Kohli has a lot of options. So Chahal, even though he's not doing well, it hasn't really dented RCB that much. But going forward, it might happen, because right now, they have, if you look at their lineup, barring Kohli and Padikkal and who else, IBD, they are playing usually with 7 or 8 bowling options. So if Chahal is having a bad day, he's that. Is being covered by someone else. But going forward, that may not be the case. And as Manoj already mentioned, he's the gun bowler for RCB and has been so for the longest time. Could be a potential problem area.
True, Raja.
And thoughts on why Dhoni is not playing at number 5?
I think he should bat at the best possible higher up order, or he shouldn't come for batting at all. I think there is no point coming, you know, when team is in 18th over, 19th over. Right. With all, I mean, he should do what other members are doing. He should, you know, be there, play 5, 6, 7 balls and try to hit. And just try to hit. If you're getting out, that's fine.
Correct. True.
I think there is no point hanging in there. Or Dhoni is Dhoni, right? There is anyway place for Dhoni in that playing 11. He's a wicket keeper. And
correct.
For his presence in the team or for his strategy, there is always place for Dhoni. There is no need for him to, you know, come on bat, definitely. Today also, I felt Sam Curran would have come in place of Dhoni, and maybe who knows, Curran would have hit, you know, 7 or 8 runs in those 3 balls instead of 2 runs, because Dhoni will need time to settle in. I thought they are going to correct it today after seeing last match, but again, it's continuing. This could be a potential, you know, issue for CSK. We never know what's going to happen. So let's look at RCB's reply. I would say RCB has really, really spoiled our Sunday evening, man. I thought when we were recording this, RCB will be playing in their 17th, 18th over of their replay. And I thought match will be in current situation and we'll do some live recording and look at where they are. They are at 108 for 9 in 17.3 overs. So I think it's a bad day for RCB. But it's good that they've got this bad day at the first half of the tournament, because
it is bound to. It is bound to. But RCB is somebody, they are heading for a defeat, let us be honest. And they would not be happy with the margin of defeat. I think they're playing, they're around how many runs behind are they? I think
they're 84. Yeah, they're 84 runs behind in just 14 balls left. Yeah, with
correct,
15
correct.
Balls left.
With last wicket, I think this will hit their net run rate pretty badly. Extremely badly, in fact.
And
they
CSK
were plus one something, right?
I think CSK can donate some run rate to some other teams now. they're beating teams with big margins. I think it happened in last 2 matches as well. And today as well, it's happening. So I think it's going to be very helpful for CSK now.
Absolutely,
now I think,
no doubt.
Now I think RCB and CSK will be on top.
Yeah, they will. They still will be.
Now both will be with
8 points each.
Yeah, now both will be at 8 points after 5 matches.
But I think CSK will be at number 1 because of the run rate.
Probably. Yes. Good, man. And Raja, today's second match, Sunrisers Hyderabad versus Delhi Capitals. Who are you backing?
It'll be a good match. No, it'll be a good match, no doubt. But I will have to, you know, not proudly say, but it will be a headache off, is that this is the final match in Chennai, if I'm not wrong, correct?
Today will be final match in Chennai.
Yeah, it's such a dreadful place to play cricket, man. Like, it's the most, like, disappointing kind of, if I'm biased towards somebody, but it's just the nature that the pitch is playing in. Extremely poor batting conditions, and whatever score is happening, it's just in the first 6 hours of the power play. And post 10 overs, there are collapses.
But why not, man? My question is, why not?
It's not a T20 pitch. Not surely it's a T20 pitch. It's not suited for somebody like this.
But did ICC say a T20 pitch has to give 160 runs?
No. It has to. I'm not saying it needs to be a 160 kind of a pitch. It has to be a sporting pitch. You know, you don't have to, you can't have a pitch where spinners are getting in within a 20-hour game, 20-over game, and you have, if a team is loading their 11 with 2 or 3 different spinners, they're going for more than 4 or 5 runs per over at the venue. And if a particular skill is taking away so much from the game, so it's definitely, there is something to be looked at.
I feel SRH would have got more from the pitch. They would have won another 1 or 2 more matches on the pitch.
Absolutely.
Right? Let's see how today it goes. Another amazing week of cricket. A lot of us are doing work from home, and I think it will help the viewership of IPL. Stay safe, guys. It's horrible what we are seeing and what we are listening about corona. Stay safe. stay healthy. That's all for the week, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Follow us on Twitter at GCBW Podcast. Thank you. Bye-bye.